we interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Rick Butler are absolutely entertained.
Oh, it's Bradley Beal.
Oh, the travel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, took 5 steps.
And so we just have the Not Top 10 program on in the background. Don't know why. I feel like I haven't seen the Not Top 10 in years.
I love the Not Top 10.
But you got to love it. And we're not kidding. The first 4 to 5 were just accidental headshots.
Right.
With a sports ball of some sort.
It's so funny.
A soccer player just railed his own guy in the head. Basketball passes, punches to the face. Those were entertaining. I miss the Not Top 10.
I do too, man. You can't hate on the Not Top 10.
Now we're watching the Celebrity All-Star Game.
You ran through the list. Oh, Cassie Hubber, hello. She's looking very
Yeah, there's some weird names.
Anyway, yeah, run through some of these names. Before you run through your names, got to do introductions. Hour number 2 of Overtime coming at you live here from the Fan Run Studios. 1 hour down, 1 more remaining. Yeah, about to watch the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game.
Beautiful.
Oh, I know. Love me some Cassie Hubbard. Love me some Cass. Run through these names in the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Okay, on the home team. I won't give what they're from. If you don't know what they're from, sorry. I don't know half of them anyways. Mike Coulter. Chris Daughtry, Terrence J, Famous Los, Dr. Oz, Rhapsody, Bo Reinhardt, J.B. Smoove, Steve Smith, Asia Wilson, Jay Williams, and Jason Weinman. On the away team, you have Ronnie 2K, Ray Allen, A.J. Buckley, Bad Bunny, Stephanie Dolson, Mark Lassery, Hassan Minaj, Quavo, Adam Ray, Amanda Seals, James Shaw Jr., Brad Williams.
I recognize like 4 people.
Me too. My first thought was, what kind of celebrities are these people?
That's terrible.
Who is Adam Ray? Who is Brad Williams? What a generic white guy name. Now, I'll tell you who I'm interested in seeing. There's only one name.
Who?
It's Chris Daughtry.
Oh. Maybe he can sing a little bit down the court. In the middle of September.
What are other...
While you're looking up other names, we got to take over to Cole McCormick here. We missed you yesterday, Cole.
No.
We missed the recruiting update.
Aww.
So without further ado, he's got plenty to share with us. It's time for the recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Cole McCormick, start talking.
Thank you, Tanner. All right. We will start tonight with Matt Polk. Mr. Polk tweeted out, just a few days ago, he says, blessed to receive an offer to play at the University of Tennessee. All glory to God. Thank you, at Coach T, for the opportunity. Hashtag Go Vols. Mr. Polk is a wide receiver out of Scottsdale, Arizona. 6'4", 190 pounds, so got the height. Needs to add some weight to that frame. 3-star guy, according to 247 Sports. 56th overall wide receiver in the 2020 class and 9th best player in the state of Arizona, currently sitting at a 100% crystal ball prediction to Oklahoma State, but with a Tennessee offer, you never know what could happen. Along with the Cowboys and the Volunteers, he has other offers from Arizona, Cal, Florida, and Purdue. Next, we have Jimmy Christ. Jimmy Christ, however you want to say his name. It is spelled Christ.
You say Christ, I think of Avenged Sevenfold's bass player who goes by Johnny Christ.
Oh.
Like he's got a brother named Jimmy? Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy Christ. He plays football. He has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets out, very excited to have received my 33rd offer from Tennessee. Mr. Christ, he's a big boy. Offensive tackle prospect, 6'7", 280 pounds in the 2020 class. He is out of Sterling, Virginia at Dominion High School. 3-star prospect, according to 247 Sports. 45th overall offensive tackle prospect. 10th best player in the state of Virginia. Other offers from Appalachian State, Boston College, Buffalo, Clemson, and Duke to name a few. Next, John Humphreys has also received a Tennessee offer. He tweets out, honored to have received an offer from the University of Tennessee, and he also tags T. Martin. So T out there, Curtin, doing what he does best. Humphreys, wide receiver, 6'5", 205 pounds, out of Newport Beach, California. He is also in the 2020 class. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports. 15th best receiver in the 2020 class. 11th best player in the state of California. And a top 100 player, too. 73rd best player in the country in next year's class. Currently sitting as a 100% crystal ball prediction to Stanford. Let's see. Other offers. Notre Dame, Arizona State, Cal, and Duke, to just name a few. So maybe Tennessee can off. What is going on?
Oh my God!
What is going on?
Brad Williams.
Rick. Rick, be careful.
Uh oh.
Be careful, Rick.
Uh-oh. That was just awesome.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. We saw who Brad Williams is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was.
You'll have to fill me in during the break.
Okay.
You'll have to fill me in. But yeah, Mr. Humphreys, big time wide receiver, could be headed to Knoxville. Up next, Jalen Coit has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets out, blessed to receive an offer from one of the best schools in the country, the University of Tennessee. Now, mind you, all of that was capitalized. Every bit of it. So he is pumped
Was Brady Hoke typing his tweets?
It looks like it.
This is Brady in Atlanta recruiting.
It looks like Jalen and Brady are one in the same. Mr. Coit, he is also a wide receiver. 5'10 and a half, 163 pounds out of South Carolina. He is also in the 2020 class. Three-star prospect, according to 247 Sports. 89th best wide receiver in the class and 8th best player in the state of South Carolina. Other offers, Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, Duke, East Carolina, and Indiana to go along with his newly acquired Tennessee offer. Up next, I think we have a new member of the all-name team when it comes to recruits.
Who is it?
A new member of the team, Seven McGee. Seven McGee has got a Tennessee offer. He is a current Oregon Duck commit.
Is his first name spelled like the number? The number, seven?
Yes. Seven McGee.
Seven McGee.
That's awesome.
Seven McGee, yeah.
Well, I wonder if he was the seventh child.
I don't know.
It's like, what do you want to name? I don't know. Two, three, four, five, six.
I mean, he's a pretty well-respected recruit. Current Oregon Duck commit, as I said. Running back prospect out of Rochester, New York. He is in the 2021 class, however. 5'9", 175 pounds. According to 247 Sports, four-star prospect, second best running back in the 2021 class, number one player in the state of New York in that 2021 class. So a big-time prospect on his way up, receives a Tennessee offer. As I said, Oregon commit as of now, but with a Tennessee offer, he also holds other offers from Ole Miss, Nebraska, and Syracuse. So maybe the running back of the future for some team, a pretty highly touted guy in the 2021 class, and you can expect him to only get better as his time comes. Next, Kayvon Hagler also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets out, extremely blessed to receive my first offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols. Mr. Hagler is from Hartsville, South Carolina at Hartsville High School. Outside linebacker prospect in the 2020 class, 6'2", 215 pounds. So already some pretty good size. No rankings yet. No crystal ball predictions yet. However, this is his first offer, but he also is looking at Clemson and South Carolina. But Tennessee, the first official offer for a linebacker in next year's class. Up next, Tennessee has offered Marcus Roseme in the 2020 class, a wide receiver out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, 6 foot and a half, 178 pounds. According to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, he is a five-star prospect in next year's class. Number one player in the state of Florida, fourth best wide receiver in the 2020 class, and number 26 overall in the country. He has received an offer from Tennessee. Crystal ball predictions right now 100% to Ohio State, but you know that could change. Other offers. He has offers from everywhere. Just a few along with the Vols and the Buckeyes, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Arkansas, and many, many more. So a big-time guy in this next class has a Tennessee offer officially. Up next, almost done here. Hang with me. Robert Lewis has picked up an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Lewis is out of Covington, Georgia at Newton High School. Wide receiver in the 2020 class, 5'11", 175 pounds. Three-star prospect according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 100th best player in the state of Georgia, not a highly sought-after guy. Along with Tennessee, he holds offers from Akron, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, and Georgia State, to name a few. Next, Jalen St. John has also received an offer from Tennessee. Excuse me. He tweets out, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag GBO. Mr. St. John is from St. Louis, Missouri at Trinity Catholic High School. Offensive tackle prospect in the 2020 class, 6'5", 300 pounds. So an absolute unit. Three-star guy, however, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 15th best player in the state of Missouri. 32nd best offensive guard in next year's class. He holds other offers from Illinois, Iowa State, Auburn, Kansas, and Kansas State. Next. Oh, man, I'm going to butcher this name. I just know it.
All right.
Oh, man. I'm just going to call him Ty.
Okay.
Because his name is Tyke East.
Well, welcome, Ty.
Welcome, Ty Crawford, to the mix. A current Baylor Bear commit. He is out of Carthage, Texas at Carthage High School. Offensive tackle prospect in the 2020 class, 6'5", 310 pounds. Another unit in next year's class. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports. 55th best player in the state of Texas. 50th overall offensive tackle prospect. Right now, Crystal Ball Predictions sit at 100% to the Hogs of Arkansas, along with Tennessee, Baylor, and Arkansas. He holds other offers from Houston, Missouri, and Oklahoma State. Let's see. Next, Jaheim Bell has also received a Tennessee offer. He tweets, blessed to say I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee. An athlete in the 2020 class out of Valdosta, Georgia, 6'3", 204 pounds. Three-star prospect, 35th overall player in the state of Georgia, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, 33rd best athlete. Tennessee joins Akron, Arizona State, Boston College, Chattanooga, and Cincinnati in the offer list for Mr. Bell. Next, Kobe Pesor has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag GoVols, and tags T. Martin, wide receiver in the 2021 class, 6'1", 175 pounds. He is out of Kings Mountain, North Carolina at Kings Mountain High School. Another pretty highly touted guy in the 2021 class, according to 247 Sports Rankings. Number four overall prospect in the state of North Carolina. Seventh best wide receiver in the 2021 class and 50th best player in that class. So a lot of high praise for the young man. With Tennessee, he has other offers from Appalachian State, Charlotte, Coastal Carolina, Duke, and Georgia. And then last for tonight, which I had many, many updates for tonight, but I will spare you all and your ears. I will save them for another day. But the last one for tonight, Keyshawn Bennett has received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Bennett is out of Connecticut, Suffield, Connecticut, at Suffield Academy, to be exact. 6'3", 200-pound defensive lineman in the 2021 class. Not sure if he has any other offers because he does not have an official 247 or Rivals page, so I am strictly looking at his Max Preps page.
Mm, okay.
So don't know about the offers, but he has received a Tennessee offer per his Twitter. Okay. And with that, that will conclude a much-needed recruiting update. Thank you, fellas.
Woo! That was a lot. That was a lot of pent-up information right there.
Hey, that's not even half of what I got, boys. Not even half.
Save it for Monday. Save it for Monday. While you were giving us the recruiting update, me and Rick were watching the Celebrity All-Star Game introductions.
Yep.
Oh my God, what a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, yeah, it was not the most athletic bunch you've ever seen.
Oh, I don't like that. Owner of the Milwaukee Bucks was out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's like 67 years
he's
old.
He's got a knee brace on, poor dude.
It's not good.
He's going to fall and die on the court.
It's not good.
It's like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons playing out there. It's like he's just going to slip and then all of his bones shatter.
Now, I will say.
By the way, Chris Daughtry, I didn't know he had two full
tattoos. Chris Daughtry is also number 333.
That is odd.
Why? I did, we figured out who Brad Williams was.
Okay.
He is a comedian and an actor. He is a little person, right?
Oh.
Of the, kind of the Peter Dinklage type, right? Which I didn't know that. Not while I was laughing,
you,
though.
You can call them, you can't say the one word. You can call him a little person or a dwarf because it is dwarfism.
Okay. So okay.
He's one of those two.
Yeah, so he came out, and, you know, it caught me a little off by surprise, but not while I was laughing. The man...
The dance moves.
Yeah, he ran into the middle of the tunnel that they made out of people and just, like, belly flopped onto the ground.
Ooh.
Looked like it hurt.
Ooh.
Just broke out into the worm for, like,
I like
10
it.
Yards.
I like it.
It was... I don't
pretty
care.
Badass.
I don't care what height you are. If that's the dance move you're going to pull off, you get a standing applause and just a howl of laughter from me. All respect in the world to Brad Williams now. I shouldn't have made fun of him having a stereotypical name. Don't care about his name anymore. The guy's awesome. He did these crazy dance moves. Well. Now cheering for Brad Williams' team over Chris Daughtry's team.
Okay.
I know. Okay. I know.
Wow.
Shocked the world.
Breaking
Absolutely.
News. Breaking news.
Anytime somebody can break out the worm, I love it when they can break out the worm. Rick, there's been a lot of couple of great wrestlers to do the worm. Scotty Too Hotty.
Yes.
Back in the day. And now you have
Most recently.
That one dude from Heavy Machinery.
Otis Dozovich.
He doesn't call it the worm, though. He calls it the caterpillar.
Yes.
Because
Ooh.
He's a lot bigger than the worm.
It has to be one of the most least devastating finishing moves that they sell
pretty damn
so hard.
It's pretty
it
damn
cannot
funny.
Be that painful.
No. It's so funny, though, and it's also a play on, well, their Heavy Machinery caterpillar
yes.
is Heavy Machinery.
Brilliant.
I love it. Love it so much. I'll tell you what else I love, boys. I love Knoxville Stone Interiors. I love going over to the showroom today. Me and AJ Cook were joined over there once again by the great Kelly Milligan and the team at KSI. Did our monthly Periscope. Did a lot of good breakdown talk about the Kentucky game tomorrow. Just go and check that out at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. You can watch the replays. A short little video, about 11 minutes, 30 seconds long. Had a lot of talk about the Kentucky game over there. So always a big shout to Kelly for hosting us there. And Kelly told us during the Periscope, broke the news that Knoxville Stone Interiors will be moving sometime soon.
Really?
Very soon, in the next couple of months, going to get a new location. Now, don't fret. They're not going anywhere far. I don't think they're going to stay within the immediate Knoxville city limits or so. I think I can't tell you exactly where they're planning on going, but yes, they'll be moving sometime soon. Some of the cool things that they are going to have at the new location, it's going to be more centered on the customer experience. Is what it's going to be. It's going to be more centered on okay. You actually seeing what product you're going to get and putting it out on display. They're going to have a test kitchen. It's going to be pretty cool.
Ooh.
Going to host a lot of events having to do with stuff in the kitchen, like cooking, things like that. It's going to be a very interactive experience they're going to have over at KSI. So be sure to keep up with KSI. Like their page on Facebook. You can be one of the first to know about the new updates. You can also follow them on Twitter and Instagram and subscribe to their YouTube channel as well. They're all over social media. They've been helping people beautify their homes for over a decade now. Granite, quartz, marble, and more, whatever your countertop surface you want, they have your solution with hundreds of different color options. All of these are going to be at the best value in Knoxville with whatever Whatever project you have on your plate, they will help you out with. Anything from a small kitchen island, you want to update the look of your bathroom, to a big kitchen makeover. They'll help you out with any project, big or small. And whatever project you have, most of their countertop installations will take less than a day. Go over to the KSI showroom, talk to a project manager so they can help you get started on your journey. They are still currently at 3900 Millbrook Pike in the heart of Knox County. Short drive from anywhere. Call them at 865-971-5800. You will get a free in-home estimate when you call them. KnoxStoneInteriors.com is their website. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Take advantage of the convenient 9 to 2 Saturday showroom hours tomorrow as well. Always a big shout out to KSI. Hosting us on the Periscope. Sponsoring Cole's recruiting update they work so hard on each and every day. And they sponsor our daily poll. One will be coming up very soon at Fox Sports Knox. Probably during the break. Going to raise a question up there, and we'll update as the rest of the show progresses. We have to hit a break here, 865-546-8200. Move off a little bit from the Tennessee-Kentucky talk. We will revisit it, of course. But let's jump into some other topics here. Jeremy Pruitt spoke to the media today, announcing the official staff for the 2019 football season. Ooh, very interesting names, and a lot of stuff we thought was going to happen was made official, and some other stuff that kind of caught me off guard, though. We're going to talk about what Pruitt said to the media today and what that means for Tennessee football in the fall. So stick with us here on Overtime. We will be back shortly, and we will get into that. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville. Jerry Pruitt made the 2019 staff official.
I
he shook some things up a little bit. Jerry Pruitt's not afraid to go ahead and switch things up in season two. Not at all. He knows what it takes to win. I mean, well, we haven't seen a lot of that by himself on the field yet, but I mean, he's only been here 1 year. Regardless, he knows the moves you have to make to win. He knows what winning programs do. Let's look at your official staff. So, here we go. Getting it up here. It's going to be more offensive coaches than defensive coaches. It's going to be 6 full-time offense guys, 4 defensive guys. It's really 5 when you include Jeremy Pruitt. But I'm trying to look up the official graphic here. Where is it? This is bad. This is really bad. I thought they had a little graphic. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and find it. But he announced it all today. And the university today officially announced the hire of Derek Ansley, something that we have known about for a week now. But it was made official today. And it made a lot of sense now that Derek Ansley is going to be getting a $1 million per year payday, because not only was he going to be co-defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach in addition to his recruiting prowess, Derek Ansley, he's going to be calling the defense.
Whoa!
Jeremy Pruitt announced today, Pruitt no longer calling the defense, putting a lot of responsibility in the lap of Derek Ansley. So there you go. Chris Rumpf, he will still be a co-defensive coordinator. So you got a couple of coordinators. You really have 3 coordinators when you include Pruitt. That means Kevin Scherer, no longer defensive coordinator. He fills the vacant role of special teams coach that Charles Kelly had.
I wonder how he feels about that.
Scherer?
Yeah.
If he's getting paid the same amount of money, I don't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in a way, that's, in my opinion, that's kind of a demotion. Because he was DC, correct?
Yeah, but you also have to know he wasn't really defensive coordinator.
I mean, even though Jeremy Pruitt said, you know, Ansley's going to be calling the plays, I think we all know Pruitt's going to have his hand in that as well. So even though he has the title, it's still, you know.
Him and Pruitt go back. I don't think he's buttered over it.
I mean, I guess not. I mean, I guess, if they're boys like that, I guess not. But when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's – that's interesting.
And he's still going to be coaching on defense, too. In addition to special teams coordinator, he's going to be coaching inside linebackers. Here we go. I finally have the graphic I was searching for. I don't know why it was so hard to find. It was right there on Tennessee Football Twitter. But it's not on their website for some reason.
Huh.
Anyway, here we go. We got your coaching staff. Let's start with the obvious. Jim Chaney, offensive coordinator. Pruitt also said today that he's basically going to dabble in every different position on offense, as I would expect him to.
You would hope.
Derek Ansley, defensive coordinator / defensive backs coach. Chris Rumpf, co-DC, outside linebackers. I already told you Kevin Scherer, special teams coordinator, and inside linebackers. Good old T. Martin.
Yeah.
Look at these responsibilities. Assistant head coach, passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach. Really good. It's going to tell Jarrett Garantano how to coordinate a passing game.
There it is.
It's going to be really good. Will Friend stays on offensive line. Whatever. David Johnson moves from wide receivers coach to running backs coach.
Okay.
Brian Niedermeyer moves. Still tight ends coach.
Good. Elite recruiter. Did they put that on there?
I wish they did.
Dang.
Tracy Rocker stays at D-line. And Chris Winkie moves from running back to quarterback's coach, a position I assume he's a lot more comfortable with.
Yeah, you would think.
He did kind of win a Heisman Trophy as a quarterback.
That is true.
So, yeah. So there you go. Staff is officially finalized. Initial thoughts on this?
I like it. I mean, this staff, this is an all-star staff in my opinion. We thought the initial staff last year when Pruitt first came in, we thought that was good. Everybody was talking about, oh, man, this staff is phenomenal. They're great on the recruiting trail. So much experience coming. But you look at it now, and it is, in my opinion, it's 10 times better than it was last year.
Yeah.
You want some numbers?
Yeah.
Ball Football tweet out these numbers. Out of all the coaches on the staff here, all 11 of them, here we go here. 16 national championships.
Yes.
29 conference championships. 190-plus NFL draft picks produced.
Oh.
37 of them first-rounders. 66 All-Americans.
God, man.
That's your numbers.
Oh, that. Ooh. Ooh, it sends a chill down my spine.
Come on.
Man, if you are a recruit and you look at that, you start listening.
Yeah, of course.
You start listening a lot.
And those numbers, what they tell me is, I think a lot of the things that we talked about with Butch Jones' staff was that we had a lot of good recruits. Didn't feel like a lot of them were being developed very much.
Exactly.
I mean, you cannot have, what was that, 100-something first-round draft picks, 66 All-Americans.
190-plus.
190-plus, all those national championships, all the conference championship that involved, without being on a staff and being able yourself to develop these players. And that's going to be one of the most exciting things to see is that now when we have guys like 2-0-2-0.
Henry.
When we have guys like him.
Henry T.
Yeah. Henry T. Or a lot of these offensive linemen, like, they're not going to come in, you know, and ultimately just kind of be at the same level or just gradually increase. These guys are going to get coaching from the best guys in the country. Some of them. Who have played with the best or have coached the best. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah. Real quick, it's funny you bring up Henry because this really just occurred to me. I don't know why it didn't last week. But remember last week when it was announced that Ansley was coming on staff replacing Terry Fair? A part of me thinks the reason why Henry probably flipped from Alabama to Tennessee, or, you know, either Washington was in as well, but Alabama to Tennessee, it probably was because Ansley was coming on staff, was going to be calling the plays. I think that probably had something to do with it because we heard – because it happened so fast. Like, Terry Fair has been let go by Tennessee. An hour later, Ansley hired in his place. So it was for sure going on for a while. I wonder if Ansley was the, you know, deciding factor because he has all those ties down at Alabama and he's come to Tennessee. I don't know. That's very interesting. Well,
Pruitt had a lot of praise for Derek Ansley today at his press conference. Listen to this. This is a good selling job here on trying to sell Derek Ansley, the defensive coordinator, to the fans. Pruitt said, when I start a sentence, he can finish it.
I like that.
He said he will call the defensive plays. Pruitt said, quote, I just think he's ready. He has a sense of when we want to call things and why. Derek Ansley, man, he has been a fast riser through the coaching ranks, and this
really
is just the next stop right here.
Really has.
Hopefully, it works out, man. And who knows? I'm in the camp that thinks Pruitt giving up the defensive play calling, but yet he's still, I mean, he's the head coach. He's still going to have a big input on exactly what defense is being rolled out there on the field when and when it won't be. I think it's a little better for him overall as a team management goes.
Sure.
For him not to be calling the plays. What do y'all think about that real quick?
No, I like it. I mean, because if one criticism I could give from last year's team was, it's pretty obvious Jeremy Pruitt, he doesn't know what he's doing quite yet when it comes to being a head coach.
Yeah, and that's fine for him to admit that.
Yeah, and then you look what he did this offseason. He goes and gets Angela. He's going to be calling the defensive plays now.
Yes.
He goes and gets Chaney, one of the best OCs in the country that can pretty much focus on the offense, and Jeremy doesn't really have to, which, of course, he will to an extent because he's the head guy. But, you know, hiring these two big-time names that know what they're doing, it just, in my opinion, it makes it easier on him to learn how to really do the whole head coaching thing versus the whole coordinator thing that he's used to doing his whole career. I think it's fantastic.
Let's hope it pays dividends on the field. But, I mean, once again, another great moment for what has been an A-rated offseason.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're on the right track.
Best type of offseason this program could have coming off just an awful last
two worst years in history.
And, I mean, just the last 2 weeks of this past season.
Yeah.
Getting blown out by Mizzou and Vanderbilt, missing a bowl game. Oh, we were ready to light all on fire again almost.
Pull a UAB. Shut it down. Try again.
But he's making the winning moves. And old Papaw Phil's at the helm. Jeremy, you need to print money. we'll print money. We're damn Fort Knox.
Exactly.
That's what he's telling them. No pun intended. We got birthdays coming up on the other side. Ooh, it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a really good one. Rick, are you nervous?
No.
Ooh.
No.
You confident just like you're confident in the Vols?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's get to on the other side. You don't want to miss this birthday game. Epic Friday edition coming up after this.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
February 15th, time for birthdays. I'm trying to get it all together. I kind of slacked off. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Tanner.
I didn't have it ready.
It's all right.
I think, okay, I have all the noble names for today. So we got four from today. So I'll look up tomorrow here in just a second. So I don't know how many we're going to finish with. I know we got four today.
Okay.
Today's pretty damn good.
Really?
Today's pretty good.
Okay.
Just from the four names.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get started because we are starting this a little late. So first up, he is 50 years old today. He's actually the only person who's alive on this list.
Wow.
Man, R.I.P.
He is 50. Well, I mean, the other two people were like centuries ago.
Oh, makes sense.
We have one that died in like the 90s. That's a hint.
Oh, no.
But this guy's still alive. He's 50. He is an American rapper. His birth name is Brian Christopher Williams.
Wow.
I will tell you, he's from New Orleans. He has a lot to do with the Cash Money Records and Lil Wayne. It's not Lil Wayne, obviously. He goes by his nickname, Baby. There was a Michael Keaton movie.
Birdman.
It's Birdman.
Mm.
Birdman's 50.
Also, that one NBA player played for the Heat.
Oh, yeah, Chris Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know he's got, like, busted for meth before.
Wow.
Does that shock you?
Poor guy. Well,
did y'all hear about the, like, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to call it sex scandal, but some kind of scandal he was involved in?
No.
Chris Anderson?
Yeah, Birdman. It's when he was with the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he was
yeah.
with the Nuggets.
Wow.
I remember this now.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's not a good person.
Okay. Well, it wasn't really him.
Oh, was it?
No. I'll tell you during the break. It wasn't really him, but he was involved.
I'm not being quick to judge.
Yeah, he was involved, but
was R. Kelly involved?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I was making sure. Okay, let's get some dead people here. Rick leads 1-0. All right. He would have been 455 today.
Dear goodness.
We're going back to the Renaissance here. This is a Renaissance figure.
It's my favorite period.
He was an Italian astronomer.
Galileo.
Ah, Galileo.
Rick got it. Galileo Galilei.
Galileo Galileo.
He has been called the father of the scientific method and the father of modern science.
Of course.
He studied speed, velocity, gravity, free fall, the principle of relativity, inertia, projectile motion. All good stuff.
What a nerd.
Hey, he's
do I need one more to win it?
No, no, we still gotta do tomorrow.
Oh,
this is just today. You got a good 2-0 lead. Let's go do some more historical figures. She would have been 199 today. She would have been 200 next year.
Abigail Adams.
No. She was an American social reformer. Women's rights
activist.
Susan B. Anthony. Yeah.
Dang it.
My girl.
It's okay. 2-1 Rick. Still last one for today. Another dead person. R.I.P. He would have been 55. He was an American comedian. Gone way
too soon. Chris Farley.
It's Chris Farley. Yes. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He'll be living in a van down by the river.
That's the best one.
Tommy Boy. Please tell me both of y'all seen Tommy Boy. Oh, my God. Him and David Spade, man. Yeah. All right. 2-2 here. I'm just going to call tomorrow's as I see him. Okay. Because I don't have a lot of time to write these down.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just run through here. Okay. We got one. Ooh, two. I see two good ones. Give me like a third good one so we can do. Ooh, okay. We got seven. Okay. Do I see eight? Okay. So this is best out of seven. We're tied at two.
Okay.
We got three tomorrow. All right. He'll be 29 tomorrow. He is a current, not really a pop star, even though he's like mainstream. It's really R&B. He'll be 29 tomorrow, like I said. He is Canadian. He's known for songs such as I Can't Feel My Face.
The Weeknd.
It's The Weeknd.
Dang.
Wicked Games. Starboy.
I had no idea.
Love The Weeknd, man.
Yeah.
Love The Weeknd.
Jam to The Weeknd.
Love his crazy hair.
Okay. Oh, he does have crazy hair.
It does. It is. It's unique.
All right, Rick.
Good his word.
Three in a row he has surrendered here. It is not over, though. You need to be quick on your toes right here, Rick Butler.
I'm ready, Coach.
Put me in. He'll be 61 tomorrow. He's 61. He is an American rapper, actor. He's been big since the 80s. What show is he currently in?
Ice Cube?
No. He also co-founded the heavy metal
Ice
band.
Tea?
Is Ice-T?
Oh!
Co-founded the heavy metal band Body Count.
Oh!
Also. Oh. It's had a lot of great hits. It's also been in Law & Order, Special Victims Unit.
That's what I thought of him from.
Yeah, Ice-T. Okay. Very active on Twitter. Okay. Pretty funny.
All right. Here we go.
I know who it was. Let me do some math.
Here we go.
Because I remember who it was. This person is dead. This person died in 2011.
Okay.
How old would he have been tomorrow? He would have been, let me do math here. Would have been 78. Okay. He would have been 78 tomorrow. Y'all better get this very quick because I really don't know how to give hints. All right. Passed away while he was in power. North Korea.
Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il.
Cole got it. And Rick Butler sits in silence.
I have checked myself into the penthouse suite of the Heartbreak Hotel.
I thought you were about to say SmackDown Hotel.
That is utterly disappointing.
At least you didn't throw something this time.
I cannot even be mad. I was so close.
I'm sorry. Cole knows his dictators. What can I say? Whoa! Yes, that is uncalled for.
I saw that, Rick Butler. I saw that.
I didn't do anything.
We both read your lips.
I know.
You've been learning that potty mouth from the drive.
I didn't do anything.
This is a family program here, you bastard.
I lost and I was humble in defeat.
And then you insulted Cole.
I did no such thing. He is a respectable opponent. Much like Dr. Oz or Chris Daughtry in the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Oh, I cannot believe they're posting up on poor Brad Williams, though. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that? He's like 4 foot even. Who is this trying to shoot?
That would be Mike Coulter.
Oh, God. Man, this is hard to watch. Let's take a break here. We're going to do game picks reset. Try to make it civil when we come back. Last shot.
I didn't do anything.
Last shot to get on the program. 865-546-8200. Gonna give you our game picks. Gonna get hyped up for this one tomorrow, boys. Gonna get hyped up. Gonna get hyped up to smash them the coal miners. Them yokels. Commonwealth.
Anybody going to the game, stay away from the black line.
Yes. Good stay call. Away from the black line.
Don't go out to the bars after a win, and don't hook up with any of those nasty little black lung ladies.
And don't try to shake the hands of any of the men. They've probably been cranking one out to Ashley Judd. Coming up next. Coming into the sweet sounds of Rocky Top, last segment of the week here on Overtime. We are getting pumped up for the Vols traveling up to old coal country, Commonwealth of Kentucky. What damn wealth, your whole state's near the poverty line. Give me a break. All right, let's get some game picks out of the way, and then we'll go to the fan-run phone lines here. Look at some games on the docket tomorrow that will obviously all culminate with the primetime matchup. The Super Bowl's coming to Lexington, folks. We all know what the nation's watching for, but let's pick some of these other games. In the Big Ten, Nooner, you got number 24 Maryland at number 6 Michigan. Michigan had a tough loss at Penn State. Bad Penn State team. Maybe they're slipping up. Who we got in this one?
Give me Michigan to bounce back.
Yeah, I'll take the Wolverines.
Going with the Terps.
Okay.
Let Michigan slide a little bit more. See how they like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
ACC, yeah. Also at noon. Unranked Clemson going on the road to number 16 Louisville. Does Louisville just, are they still hungover from that all-time meltdown?
I'm going to say yes. I mean, you deserve to lose your next game for blowing the Duke game. They will lose.
No, I think they'll be fine. Give me the Cardinals.
I gotta go with Cardinals. Gotta go with Chris Mack to bounce back. Yeah.
I also have a game for you to pick before we get to the end.
Okay. We got a couple more here. Okay. Another top 25 matchup in the Big 12. Number 23 Iowa State at number 18 Kansas State. This could low key be a really thrilling matchup.
Iowa State, man, give it to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the same. Give me the old Cyclones.
Nah, I got Bruce Weber in the Cats. Ooh. To stay on top of the Big 12. We could, for the first time in forever, have a year in which Kansas did not win the Big 12 regular season title. Or at least a share. It's kind of crazy to think about. That's not a game worth picking. Let's check SEC games really, really quick. All right, pulling them up here. Anything worth the crap picking? Man, not really. Okay, let's just pick it because I'm looking at it. Florida at Alabama.
Bama at home.
Yeah, I'll agree. Give me the Tide.
Oh, gosh.
I got to go.
Give me some mouthwash.
Okay, Rick, give me your game real quick before we pick.
Okay, real quick. You have Kofi Kingston versus Jeff Hardy versus the new Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Randy Orton versus Samoa Joe inside the Elimination Chamber. Daniel Bryan walks into it as the champion. Who you got?
Okay, let's be crazy. Kofi Kingston.
Whoa!
Let's do it. Let's be crazy. No! Okay. Damn,
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I gotta be bold, man.
Okay.
I gotta be bold. All right. It all comes down to this. Tennessee, Kentucky, give me your pick. Give me a score. Kentucky's still a 3-point favorite.
Let's see. I'm going Tennessee. I just can't go against them. Tennessee. And we'll go 81-78.
Ooh. A lot of points.
I'm going to go Kentucky will score 68, and Tennessee will score.
Don't do it.
Will score 75.
Oh, I thought you were going for
65. Big win. Big win.
Yeah.
Okay. My score.
Tanner, don't do it.
Sometimes it takes a game like this to really wake up the sleeping giant. Gotta go Final score. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be gritty.
Come on, Tanner.
66-64. Come on. Tennessee.
Yeah! Yeah!
I couldn't do it.
Yes!
I couldn't do it. Let's go to the phone lines here. Take a call for Roger to end the week. Roger, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing tonight?
Roger, doing fantastic. Got a big, big game tomorrow, man. We are pumped.
Oh yeah, I am too. I can't wait to. I'm pumped. I can't wait. I can't wait either, Tanner. I'm with you. I can't wait for the game fast enough. But I just want to ask you about the game tomorrow. I heard y'all picked, and that's why I ask you for the game itself. I just want to ask you. You think it's going to be kind of like similar? I know we play Zaga tight like we did. You think it could be similar to the game against Zaga and Kansas game?
Roger, I don't see any way it's not going to be similar to that, just because Gonzaga and Kansas, those were the last two heavyweight types of matchups that you were in. It's going to be similar for the fact that this is going to be a game that's going to come down to the wire. It's not going to come down to the wire when you play them in Rupp Arena. Not saying that Tennessee is incapable of winning a game like that. We've already seen Tennessee win close games. Already, you take down Gonzaga in neutral site, you hold off a rally from Alabama, you have the comeback on the road at Vanderbilt. Tennessee's capable of doing that. I think this is going to be a little different than the rest of the games, just because this is going to be fought in the 60s. I think we're going to see Tennessee be able to win a low-scoring matchup.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope it'd be, again, say if we can win this game tomorrow night, you think we get any respect if we win this game tomorrow night?
Roger, thanks for a phone call, by the way, buddy. You're up against it. But yes, we will. We better get some damn respect.
Yeah!
We better get respect. Yeah. I've been having here Myron Metcalf and Ken Pomeroy and Seth Davis and all these other pundits, all these damn bandwagon Duke fans that have never been to North Carolina. All week talking about how weak Tennessee's conference schedule has been. Guess what? It's not our fault the rest of these teams aren't to our level. Guess what? We're winning SEC games by an average of almost 17 points per game. I don't want to hear it. Yes, we better get respect when we start playing these ranked teams. Go into Kentucky, a top five Kentucky team, and beat them. Now, don't let what the pundits say simmer down your enjoyment of this team. You should enjoy this season, this team, no matter what. But anyway, yes, they better give us respect. For Rick Butler and Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime. Catch us at Hobson Hollers for the big watch party tomorrow.